Commissioner's Court for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
A meeting, Franklin County Commissioner's Court notice open meeting, special call meeting on the first day of July 20 at 9 a.m. in the courtroom here in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with him. Scotty, lead us in the word.
Sure. Father, come in prayer. We just thank you, Lord, for the blessing of another day, Lord. Thank you for our county we live in, Lord, for all of our neighbors and family and friends, Lord, and those we get to serve. I pray that you give us wisdom today, dear Lord God, we consider this stuff before the court. We're honored and thankful to have the opportunity to serve. We pray for your continued blessings upon our county, upon the state, upon our nation, and all of our friends and allies all across the world. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, and we ask all these prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Let's do it.
We got flags. The U.S. flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, one.
Justice for all.
Ever since the Texas flag got me on the Texas flag. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to Texas. I did that one right. Y'all made me second guess myself on that one.
Take two. It's what you do under God and everybody else know.
I know it knows you wrong. I need to let y'all lead it. I just shut up. Okay. Public comments, anybody? Public comment? Public? I don't have a lot of public. This could be a little short one today. Agenda item number one, consider and take action approving financing with Alliance Bank to purchase fire trucks.
$1,029,300. And then fire chief will be quickly sending a copy of that check to the Forestry Service in order to be renewed.
Yeah. And we also, as y'all may have already heard, we've got South Franklin and North Franklin College, and they waited to the last minute, so we're having another meeting next
Tuesday
for North Franklin to front them the money, if y'all want to, if y'all want to be their bank for a little while, until we get the grant money back from them, which I don't think there's going to be any problem as they're getting the grant money back.
I'm hoping to, so on some of this big, especially for the county, I think the representative for TFS will come here and do a visual inspection, so I'm hoping we can also submit a truck real quick, and I can make a phone call meeting here, and I think usually they will give him the checks, and he'll bring them here, and he'll want pictures, you know, we'll get to show them that.
Pushing
ceremony is traditional in the fire service to put in a new truck in the service. And what it is you have a ceremony talking about what pushing is for, whenever back in the 1850s and stuff, when they had horse-drawn engines and carriers or whatever to put fire, and they come back to the farm or whatever the station, and they're back and pushing in because the horses would back them up. So they kind of carry that tradition on. And so what we do is have a delivery day before that truck goes into service, and everybody, you know, photo op will come with the weather truck down, the commissioners and council member will wipe, kind of dry it off, and that's just part of the tradition. And so if y'all want to do that, great. If you're an honor, we'll do a small one. So it won't go to service for 2 or 3 weeks. And the reason we have to train on it is just because when we've got out there,
what day is that going to be?
Well, it's wherever you go, you guys might want to, you know, y'all have a day that you want to do it. So there you go.
I don't know if you already had one set.
I have not. So tomorrow we'll go to our, tomorrow we're going to pick the truck up, get it past the inspection. So tomorrow we'll go there, we'll be there at 5 in the morning, and we'll go to the truck top to bottom and make sure all the paint, whatever paint is good on the truck before we accept it. But we still have warranty on everything as far as the top of the outside of the package and things like that. We'll throw my strong door and work all the way through and bring it back to the program.
that.
So you have time to think about it if y'all want.
I should say, how long would it take you to do the training on it? A couple of days?
Well,
to get all
the guys, because the part-time guys,
yeah.
Really a couple of weeks, at least a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So. All right.
We need
a motion. Do what now?
We need a posted meeting. I'm fast.
For
ceremony?
For all of you to be there?
No, it's like going, if all of us went to a school, it's no different. We're sitting there discussing county government. No.
As long as he's. Just let y'all know.
Now, if we stop here in the middle of pushing and start talking about budgets and stuff, or,
We are in
high. Yes.
Yeah. But if we're polishing, aren't we working together?
Do what now?
I said if we were polishing, aren't we working?
Yeah, we're not discussing county business, basically. We're just working. It's no different than all four of y'all getting together working on the road. Y'all don't post a meeting to work on roads. I mean, y'all probably should. I'm going to turn it in.
I'm sure Precinct 4 probably won a bronze plaque with his name on it, mounted on the fire truck.
Vote for me. I care less. I'm not
me. You want to work the water can, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, we need a motion.
Before you start, this is a 7-year and what did Ricky call it the other day?
Participatory.
I just thought that was very interesting. Tax anticipation. No, it's 7 years of hard time in January 2027 and every year after that.
Anticipatory.
That was it.
Anticipatory.
Anticipatory. That's right.
It's really anticipation.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's $950,100.92.
All right. Motion.
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The ayes have it.
These are your signed years.
Is it all of us or just me?
Okay. Just you.
Well,
I signed.
I'm not going to let you have it because there's a couple of corrections that they've got tonight. They need to go back to me. I had several in my mind, but some of them and then some of them are still waiting to get them
corrected. Okay. We voted that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we need to go over anything else? Budget items? He's got to go to the doctor pretty quick. Hey, and I also put, look over this, it's a budget kind of thing if you want to do it. I think us in Hopkins County, and Judge Newsom said they were not, they said that's as far as the money, and they got to have at least 10 counties. I think there's 15 counties, so Groundwater Conservation District. I sit and thought about, I watched the news deal last night about it. And I get ticked off because this is a state pushing us to do something and for us to use property taxes, that they're trying to do away with property taxes. But, that's different. It's another one of those, stick it to the counties. Yeah, and this ought to be something through the Texas Water Development Board take care of this, and through the Texas Environmental TECQ. But they will not do it because if any heat comes on, they want to point to us as, it's all, they won't give us solar, for example. They won't give us authority to do stuff like that. But they want to give us authority on stuff they don't want to deal with. So they just want to be real careful on what they do. And they're appointing one person from each county to do that. And I think that you can read that in there. I think it's a great idea. I just don't think that we ought to pay for it on our local money. It ought to be state money. They got billions of dollars set back in their rainy day fund, $35 billion, whatever it is. And but when the governor comes down and has his little speeches about how awful we are and everything else, and then, but we need money from y'all. But y'all are awful. So anyway, I'm ticked off about the whole thing. So. I personally don't want to spend our money for it. That's something the state of Texas ought to pay for, or the federal government ought to pay for, to protect the groundwater. But we have what's called a capture law in the state of Texas, and when you drill on your property, drill your well, that's the same thing as mineral right. I mean, that's your water, but then that's, since it's a reservoir that goes underwater, then it's the, which it is. And I agree with them on that. I agree with them on most stuff except for us, them putting everything back on us. Once again, like everything else, unfunded mandate is basically what it is. So that's my 2 cents worth, and I'll fight the battle if y'all want to do it, if y'all don't want to do it. It'll be up to y'all if y'all want to put it on the next agenda coming up.
And there will be a cost.
And there will be a cost, yes.
About $20,000 a year?
They said $19,000 a year per county, not a month, but a year.
Per county. That's the higher fund.
I know that Wood County is doing it, Smith County is doing it, Gregg County is doing it, Camp County Pack did theirs, Titus County did it after they told me they wasn't going to do it. Cass County is doing it. Marsh County hadn't done it. Marsh County judge is kind of like me right now. He's a lawyer judge, and he's ticked off about it. They're all ticked about it, but they're scared to buck the state of Texas, even though that they slash our throats every time they can. But we've got about 10, or they've got enough counties, but our county wouldn't be one of them. So if we don't do it, basically Mr. Bass can come in here, hook up a deal to suck water from Franklin County without us having any kind of say or permit power to stop them. And the state of Texas will not come in and do it, because they want us to be the bad guys.
It's like I told you, we got to save our water. I mean,
yeah. Oh, it's a great thing, and I'm all for protecting the groundwater, of course. But it's not our responsibility.
Well, I mean, I agree there too. But I mean, we got to do what we got to do to protect it too.
We all now need to say something on how they use the water.
Yes. What there's, and we had this big meeting down in Gilmer. We had like 15. We had 4 state representatives and 1 state senator that was there. They want to make it where farmers can do it. And they said, well, what about chicken houses? They said, well, yeah, we're going to let them do it. And I said, wait a minute, they're leased to Pilgrims. They went, oh, yeah, that's right. Basically, when you use water, that's Pilgrims is a big corporation. And you're basically leasing to them to use, and that's their water. So now we're talking, well, now, oh, we really thought about that. But basically what this is to pay the Sledge Law Firm. Y'all probably heard it on TV. That's who it is. And the guy from Sledge Law Firm was there that day to talk to us. It's basically just paying him to be a lobbyist in Austin to create new laws.
Yeah, create legislation.
So we can pay the state representatives and the state senators money.
That's what we couldn't get any laws to help control.
Oh, no, yeah, but you got to pay them to pass a law nowadays. And that's recorded, and I don't really give a hoot.
Yeah.
Lobbying is bribery in a suit. And you know, that's all it is. And you pass enough money, we'll pass you. We'll pass you a law. So.
Beth will make copies of all that and put it in the box.
I did. I made copies of it.
Oh, you
I've already just gave it to them.
Look at you go.
I did. So y'all look over it. Y'all let me know what you want to do. You know my feelings over it. If you want to do it, you better get with her pretty quick. Because I think they said, if you'll read it, I think there's a deadline of middle of July or something like that we need to do it and everything. So.
Yeah. So we have to do a budget amendment in order to approve this?
Well, I told them we wasn't going to get it until January anyway. If we pass it, we weren't going to pay them until January anyway. And I think they're okay with that. So, but look over that, read over it. Look at get on the website, read all about it.
Have
you
sent
us the
language?
Do what now?
Have you sent us the language?
I'm going to give him a copy of it, just let him look over it, so see what he thinks. He's going to be like, well, I say, I don't know. Y'all may have a different thought than me that, you know, we need to do this and we need to pay for it. And that's okay. I'm not going to get mad at you or anything. I mean, that was my 2 cents. Where you know what I think about the state of Texas. And, do I say it again? I'm sorry.
We live in a farm outside town.
Yeah.
If we're bad enough, the water situation, you can make this work. Are we living in a bad scenario or are we in a worse scenario? We're
Yeah.
Even the boat.
Yeah.
If I were to drive up, we have to camp.
Well, in West Texas, they got a serious, that's the reason they're bringing that up now here. They don't want us to get like West Texas. Now, we have a lot more rainfall, and we got a lot more lakes around than they got out in West Texas, but.
It's a big offer for them to ride up.
Yeah.
The farmer, we pump water out of it for
100 years. Oh, yeah. Yeah, their aquifer comes up from Wyoming all the way down into through Oklahoma, Kansas, Oklahoma, and down into West Texas and everything, but theirs is about
yeah, down.
Carrizo Springs, Carrizo.
All the way down to Gulf.
Yeah.
Starts up here at
well, it starts in Bowie County and comes down through Cass County, comes down to the edge of Franklin Wood, goes into Hopkins and then makes, if you know where Carrizo Springs, Texas is, that's down in South Texas.
Yeah.
That's where they call it. It goes all the way down through Central Texas
yeah.
and down through there. And that's what, we are the only area in the state, I don't know, you can look up the map, we're the, Northeast Texas is completely uncovered. We're the only one that doesn't have a district to protect it.
But we need
to
take care of our own water. For our citizens of the county,
yes,
and
yes.
As long as y'all have a say,
we don't use it here. We have Lake Cypress Springs. We have Bob Sandlin. We have enough lakes here. There are some cities. I know Queen City uses the aquifer to get their water. They went over several, but there's several more that use the aquifer to use city water, and they're talking about, you know, that they're going to exempt that. See, they want us to pay for it, but they're the state's going to make the rules.
Yeah.
We want you to pay for it. We're going to make the rules. You know, so it's not a bad thing. And then you got to get a permit. They said that this will eventually, probably 4 or 5 years, start paying for itself through permits. I don't see how corporations come in if you get a permit, and then they'll put meters on there and see how much water you actually take out. And that's what this guy down South Tyler was doing, Mr. Bass, for selling water to Dallas. And so I told him, I said, build your lake up here. Give that to Dallas. Which, you know, I was just stirring pot on that one. But now they, I don't know what the answer is.
I need to decide.
This?
Yes.
Yes. So, but anyway. Yes. Well, what else? You think you want to go over anything else about the budget right now, or you want to wait?
She wants your signatures.
I got to get this finished.
Okay.
So Blake can be ready to go.
Well, this take me 30 minutes to sign all this. All right. Y'all want to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank y'all.
Did you get all that oil off?
Oh yeah, they gave me that kind of can of stuff.